San Francisco Free for All Radio. Welcome to the final broadcast of Just Enough for the City with Dr. M.T. Russell, Becca's own Colin Ligren, and me, Handsome Mike. Now here's your hostess with the mostest, Versace T.
Yeah, what's up everyone? We are here Friday night, 7 to 9, for my final broadcast ever on KSFS. It's, you know, kind of bittersweet, but we're doing it right. We may or may not have champagne bottles popping off.
Hot tubs and champagne bottles.
It's always how we do it. You know, we got a special guest panel. We're interviewing artists who are dropping live music for the first time on here. I guess it's not live music, but and then we're doing Christmas. We're doing trivia games. It's going to get crazy. We're going to play amazing music. So just listen up. We're going to get into a song, and this is very fitting. This one's called Celebration.
It's a celebration, bitches. Grab a drink, grab a glass. After that, I grab your ass. Why you whacking on? Shine on. Why y'all? Lying for. I never did this before. Stop that. What you want, some Patron? I got that. I mean, I promise y'all. You fine and all. And your girlfriend, she kinda raw. But she not like you. No, she not like you. Right now, I need you to mute all the monologue. All that talking is gone, give me your Tylenol. You put a nigga to sleep, I'm tired of y'all. Right now, the Louis Vuitton dime is signing off. But I just thought you should know, we hit the liquor store. Got some Chris and some Mo, and we about to let it flow. Oh, 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 oh. Had some problems before, but see, we let them go. Got an ounce of that dro, and we about to let it blow. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, you know what this is. It's a celebration, bitches. Grab a drink, grab a glass. After that, I grab your ass. See, you know my style. I'm very well, and I vow that my child will be well endowed. Like his daddy, and tell him that your mama had a fatty. He looked up at me, said, Daddy, that's the reason why you had me. Yep, we was practicing till one day your ass bust through the packaging. You know what, though? You my favorite accident. So go ahead, pop some Cristal for my newborn child. Cause now, yeah, know what this is. It's a celebration, bitches. Grab a drink, grab a glass. After that, I grab your ass, but I just thought you should know. We hit the liquor store, got some Chris and some Mo, and we about to let it flow. Oh, 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 oh. Had some problems before, but see, we let them go. Got an ounce of that dro, and we about to let it flow.
The final broadcast of Just Enough for the City, happening now. Turn your speakers up, shake that rump, and let's rock this bitch. Now your host and my good friend, Versace T.
Yeah, you know, we still got DJs kind of filtering in, so we're going to keep playing music and keep you entertained, but when we come back after this song, it's going to get crazy, guys. We just have so many things planned for tonight. You know, when I'm going out, I got to go out big. Am I right?
You know what? This is a celebration. We're celebrating, the song played before. Things are going to be happy, joyful, and spontaneous.
We're going to call for the Casey Fowler bump, maybe. We're going to break
that's
listener
not gonna
records
happen.
Tonight.
No, that's not happening. No. For those of you that do not know the Casey Fowler bump, yours truly, Handsome Mike, shattered all listener records because of this bump.
So tonight, we're going to watch the counter, and we're going to try and pass
we're
up Handsome
to beat
Mike.
It.
So I hope you guys keep listening. It's going to be great. We got games, we got callers, we got interviews.
An easy task, but relax. Kick back and enjoy the music. We'll be back after this.
Yeah.
Keep it player, watch some choose to play it safe. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the AA. And I've been witness to this history ever since the 10th grade. We went from rock and brace to 10th phase. I twist my A-head to the side just for style. Ortho on the Gucci bucket with the fly, super fly. Wow, the Southern private known to shut it down. It ain't so country though, nigga, this ain't no Goma Pile. I'm Sergeant Slaughter, I keep my shit cooked to alter in order to satisfy my people in Georgia and cross the border. And across the border, the essays are getting smarter. They got flour for tortillas and lettuce for enchiladas. If you follow, wink, wink. No doubt we don't speak in a blink. Them folks can have you sleeping in the clink. I'm shitting on niggas, ain't peeing on the seat. It's the nigga, the B-I-G-B-O-I-O-U-T. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug. And throw the loops up in the sky just for the shutter buzz. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me dab you up.
You're in my sales.
After 12 club like a high B, a beehive, cause not everybody wasn't around me. Could it be the way that the verses sounding came up on the ghetto boys and the underground king toys? I had a chrome calling pretty brown thing. Pink looked like Rubia when the sun was shining. Known to keep a bad bitch, no niggas beside me. Index finger on the trigger case, niggas is clowning. Not to flex, but to protect my neck like the Wu-Tang. Self-preservation is the rule when you do aim. Or getting something more sinister, you gotta be the finisher. Make it so the doctors, they can't replenish him. Or bring him back to life. Back to reality. Gon' get on some hoes, leave it alone. Triple OG status, A-Town's very own. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug. And throw the juice up in the sky just for the shutter buzz. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me dab you up.
You're in my
sales,
we've got to open our eyes.
happened to the love that they all talking about? Oh, it's nothing but useless words that are coming from out of their mouth. Talking about love the way it should be. Open our eyes and we will see. About love the way it should be.
Just Enough for the City, the final broadcast is sponsored by those that have donated any funds. Popping champagne now, here's your host and chin-strapped fellow, Versace T.
Yes, hello, hello.
Hello.
7:15. Colin, say something, god damn it.
How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent, you know, it's kind of bittersweet to be ending a two. I mean, I've been doing this show, Just Enough for the City, for two straight years now.
That's a long time.
So, this is the end, and it, you know, I am ready to move on, but, you know, I think we could have shot higher for Just Enough for the City. It's a skeleton of what it could have been, but I like it like that.
There's a lot of potential in this show, and I do not see it being a disappointment, as is now, but I think that we can reach for the stars,
definitely,
and really achieve something.
And we're going to do that tonight, right?
Oh, of course. Oh,
we're so prepared.
In my personal opinion, I think that substance abuse has played a large role in the destruction of the show throughout the years.
It's finals week, man.
It's finals week.
It's been destructive in my life in the past 5 to 7 days.
You know, trying to blend studying and partying is quite the task, but we have done a poor job at it.
Yes, we have once again. Tell me about you guys. Have you been dealing with the pressures of, you know, finals? Or are you giving in to the temptations of partying?
I've had a particularly stressful week. Not only have I been dealing with pressures of finals, but also job interviews and stuff such as that. It's been a rough week.
You're actually going for it, dude.
I have been.
Looks like it's been a tough week on you, Colin. You're wearing a scarf inside.
It's cold.
Yeah, all right. Well, I have done a poor job too, Travis.
Are you ready to do a piano ballad?
Let's do it.
All right, I'm gonna set you up, okay? I don't know what you're even going to talk about, but I know it's going to be wonderful.
Clear my throat.
Here we go.
All right.
Piano ballad with Handsome Mike from the Comedy Hour.
Gonna miss you, Travis. Even if it's just for a short time, I'll still miss you. You're going to be gone soon. For a while. You'll still return, I hope.
Yes, I will. Probably too much.
Sometimes I fantasize about you in ways in which I probably should not.
Wow, that's awkward.
You like girls, right?
I love
me
girls.
Me too.
Oh.
Me too.
Well, I guess that's less awkward.
Doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing after the show, I want to be involved because I just want to spend every last waking second I have with you.
We're hitting the city. It's going to be amazing.
Is it just enough? Or is it hardly enough? I'll let you be the judge.
I will. Tonight, I'm going to be the judge. Colin, hello.
Hello.
All right, Travis, this is my final goodbye to you. If you never want to show your face again at KSFS, I will understand.
It will be sad.
But don't jump from that ledge, my friend. I may be stealing that from a Third Eye Blind song, Stephen Jenkins, if you're listening.
Why don't you step back from that ledge, hello, my friend?
Step back.
Travis.
That's right.
Listeners.
Hello.
This is Just Enough for the City. You're listening to Versace T, Colin Ligren, Dr. M.T. Russell, and Handsome Mike.
Yeah, that's right. We are going to get in one more song, and then we have M.T. Russell just showed up, and we're going to get into Monkey News. And
hopping right into that.
It's going to be great. So here we go. Going to play some more music. This is The Gift of Gab with Flashback. Yeah.
Boom.
What?
Back to the days and the times of old. Welcome back to the classic stories that's been told. Welcome back to diamondback fights painted chrome. Back when life was a way more simpler zone. Welcome back to 501 and acid wash jeans. If you had tough skins, you didn't want to be seen. Welcome back to cap sessions till the sun went down. Slap boxing way before you ever left the town. Welcome back to one-on-one fights with no rounds. Being fired, fat boy, signing session at Tower. Run DMC, Houdini, my first rap albums. Crush Groove. Back when Run asked the crowd whose house. Breaking one, breaking two, beat street wild style. Jackson 5 Christmas playing on your radio dial. Reminiscing, drifting on a memory in this rap. Welcome back, welcome back. Back to the crush on a girl next door. Fifth period in homeroom passing back notes. Welcome back to family barbecues every month. Sometimes there would be arguments, but it was all love. Welcome back to coasters and karate shoes. The great space coaster, Noga News is good news. Way before you ever had a sip of your first booze. Drunk off life, the simple things kept you amused. Welcome back to box cuts and shags. Jerry Curl activator rocking a plastic bag with a hat on the top. When niggas started to sag and gang bang, even if you didn't, you had to claim. Rocking corduroy hats with a crease at the top. Stealing fake gazelles out of the local thrift shop. Reminiscing, drifting on a memory in this rap. Welcome back, welcome back. Yeah. We keep it moving, y'all. We keep it moving, y'all. We take it back, y'all. We take it back, y'all. Welcome back to summertime expos in the park. Beach cruisers padded with the black foam on the bars. Welcome back, Cotter. Good times. What's happening now? Sanford and Son, the Cosby Show. That's my mama. Gucci sweatshirt, light blue furry Kangos. The Fila Mickey Mouse shirt that said, yo, baby, yo. Spuds McKenzie, Pee Wee's dance, doing the butt. Robocop, the Cabbage Patch, fake ID in the club. African medallion, school days, do the right thing. I get raw, still number one microphone fiend. Just reminiscing, drifting on a memory in this rap. Welcome back, welcome back.
I'm feeling it, feel the passion, it's everywhere. I'm feeling it, feel the legs pushing up on the sand. I'm feeling it, feel the high that you get from the line. If you feel the raging in the sky,
I know you're feeling it. Crystals are nice, I like the toast, I keep on spilling it. Bone crushes, I keep real close, I got the skill for this. On my back, the fly is closed, looking ill as shit. Transactions illegitimate, cause life is still a bitch. And then you die, but for now, life, close your eyes and feel his dick. Since diapers had nothing to live for like them lifers, but making sure every nigga stay rich within my cipher. We paid the price to circle of success, they turn my mic up. I'm about to hit these niggas with some shit that'll light your life up. If every nigga in your clique is rich, your clique is rugged. Nobody will fall cause everyone will be each other's crutches. I hope you fools choose to listen, I drop jewels, bust it. These are the rules I follow in my life, you gotta love it. Jiggy Jigger looking gully in the joint. If y'all niggas ain't talking about large money, what's the point?
I'm feeling it. Feel the legs pushing up on the sand. I'm feeling it. Feel the high that you get from the line. If you feel the raging in the sky.
complaining. I'm in the rain doing the buck 40 hydroplaning. What shorty?
Where you disappear to, son?
Maintaining, putting myself in no position. Most of these rappers ain't in. I'm living. The ill street blues got your hunger painting. Nothing to gain in the whole lot to lose. You're still singing. Fool, I'm Pharaoh in every borough. My name be ringing, warming it up for the perfect time. Then hit your brain and you're feeling it. To all the girls, I bought a girl who took and sealed my bricks. No doubt they can vouch, my life is real as shit. 95 South and Poppy on the hill and shit. And all the towns like Cambridge that I kill with shit. And all the feral ass niggas that I hustle with. Throw your joints in the air one time and bust your shit. These fake rappers can't really know I'm loving it. You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. Feel the bash at the top of my way. I'm feeling it. Though the high that you get from the line. If you feel it, raise your hell in the sky. I'm feeling it. Feel the bash at the top of my way. I'm feeling it. Feel the legs pushing up on the sand. I'm feeling it.
What y'all ain't heard, that nigga J-High. The crystals will keep me wet like Baywatch. I keep it tight for all the nights my mama prayed I stop. Said she had dreams a sniper hit me with a fatal shot. Those nightmares, man, them dreams that you say you got. Give me the chills, but these meals, well, they make me hot. Y'all don't feel me, enough to stop the ill and ride. But at the same time, these dimes keep me feeling tight. I'm so confused, okay, I'm getting weeded now. I know I contradicted myself, look, I don't need that now. It just once in a blue when it's nothing to do. When the tension gets too thick for my sober mind to cut through. I get the zone in, me and the chick on the island and we're boning. I free my mind, sometimes I hear myself moaning. Take one more toke, then I leave that weed alone, man. It got me going, shit.
I'm feeling it, feel the glass at the top of my way.
I'm feeling it,
feel the legs pushing up on the sand.
I'm feeling it,
feel the high that you get from the line.
I'm feeling it,
if you feel it, raise your hell in the sky.
I'm feeling it,
feel the glass at the top of my way.
I'm feeling it,
feel the legs pushing up on the sand.
I'm feeling it,
feel the high that you get from the line.
I'm feeling it,
if you feel it, raise your hell in the sky.
I'm feeling it.
Just Enough for the City listeners, hello, peak listeners, cheap champagne and fun times. Now here's your host and my very attractive friend and soulmate, Versace T.
Hello, hello, and you know, we just had a new guest stop by the studio.
Ho!
Wow, that just completely peaked our board.
It was necessary, though.
It was necessary, because that's the type of excitement he packs in one little man.
Who could this be?
Who could it be? It's
nobody
DJ.
Knows.
No, I'm dropping your name.
No,
you are going to be responsible
this should be a mystery
for what you say tonight, sir.
There's a mystery in this history.
Yes.
Oh.
DJ MT Russell in the house.
Our girlfriend.
In the house.
Yeah.
We're going to have some monkey news later on. My
and,
God.
You know, I just feel like you haven't even been here this whole semester. But, I mean, you've been calling in every show and doing remote monkey news. But it's great to have you back in the studio,
well,
sir.
Well, and I've come back from the jungles of the monkey news tracks to bring the good monkey news to the studio live.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I figured this, it's so good this week. There's no way that I could do it from the place that I gathered this news.
Great.
And you should just know, this week, on Tuesday, the 14th, it was International Monkey Day.
Oh, wow.
International Monkey Day.
Something that our listeners might be interested in.
Yeah, just so any new listeners are out there scratching their heads about our monkey news. Monkey News is my least favorite segment I've ever done on my radio show in 2 years. And somehow it's become the most popular. And our listeners keep asking for it back. Well, I hate it. And, you know, I guess we got to keep giving the people what they
want.
This
is a democracy.
It's not. It's not. But somehow it turns out to be.
I disagree with you and your feelings toward Monkey News. I think it's one of the best segments, and we thrive. The show thrives on Monkey News.
Tonight,
solely.
We will have to just see how it all goes. Tonight is the final Monkey News, so the people are going to be calling in letting us know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want disclaimer. It's not the final Monkey News. This may be the final show that of this series that Monkey News appears on, but I'll be doing Monkey News live from my house 24 hours a day. Anybody, just stop on by.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Hey, you know what? I'm going to play a little some other clips of past shows right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds real fun.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
For a man with little to no dignity, Versace T, I think he's going to be okay, guys. I think he's going to be all right. I'm just joking around with other things I said. I was just kidding. Merely, it was a joke. But I really do have a lot of confidence in this man. I think he's actually going to do big things. I think he's going to be an audio engineer. I think he's going to be a space astronaut, which is essentially just someone that travels to outer space.
San Francisco Free for All Radio.
Here we are, KSFS, Friday night. It is about 7:30, and you're listening to me, Versace T, Just Enough for the City. We got some guests in the building. You know, we're going to get some people on the mic, so stay tuned, people. It's going to be popping. Maybe some freestyling, some hook singing, some dancing, some hot tubs, some champagne. Who knows? It is full of endless opportunities tonight. So, you know, I hope you guys are enjoying this weather, you know. It's a little different. It's starting to get a little wet and rainy, and it is San Francisco.
This kind of sounds live right now. Isn't that kind of crazy? It is 7:30, and we did just say we were popping bottles of champagne.
Wait, I don't think we are enjoying this weather, though.
No. No, this weather is not enjoyable in the least.
This isn't live?
Oh, I don't know. It feels live.
See you in a little while.
Let's get back into this recording.
Where am I?
In Kanye's dark, twisted fantasy.
I'm graduating.
What's going to happen?
2 weeks.
I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss myself. I actually was researching things about graduation and how most people go through a post-graduation depression. Am I ready for that? I don't know. But let me just read you guys a little blog I found. Someone saying what their problem was, what they were going through after post-college. And he's saying, you know, so why the sadness? Depression can actually be common during times of high stress and change as well after those times. How I dealt with post-graduation depression. Support, active pursuit of my goals, and I understood that I was not alone. And I just thought about the good times and didn't dwell on the bad.
Confusing for you.
So I want you guys to, I want to hear what you guys think I'm going to be doing within 6 months.
All right, McDonald's will be calling your name.
McDonald's. Now. I think I'm overqualified. That's going to be the worst point. Is like manager, I'm going to start manager, trying to stoop down to those levels, and then they're going to tell me I'm overqualified.
I don't think you're going to work there. Just those McRibs are delicious. I think you're just going to go back.
You guys are missing a key component to this, and that is that not only is this isn't only about employment. This is about how his character is going to change. He shaped his character around college. So what I'm going to have to say is, first and foremost, he's going to start paying for sex because all the girls that Travis has ever had sex with in his entire life
have been in college.
Were high school educated.
Oh, calling me out. Yeah. Playing some past clips of episodes right now.
Make me smile.
Wow.
There's no replacing that.
I want to talk about pet peeves. I know. Yeah. I think it's a great subject.
Yes.
Damn it. Colin, you have pet peeves. I can see on your face.
Oh, you know what? I think far worse than getting shorted or too much pubic hair is chipped nail polish.
I hate you.
Oh, shit. That's so true.
That shit drives
disgusting.
Me crazy.
She's got chipped nail polish right now.
God.
How do you
Make
feel about
it? Make a decision. Painted nails or not painted nails.
Oh, that's disgusting, guys. Oh, man.
Oh, come on. Honestly, if you guys had to have your nails painted all the time, you would understand. Plus, we like to touch them.
Yeah, you're
like
doing the chipping yourself.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
not,
I see
not
that.
Not all the time.
It's like one day, oh, I'm going to make myself pretty. Today, I'm going to fuck it up and be ugly.
Oh, my God.
Colin.
That's, sounds like a gothic attitude.
It's getting angry. KSVS Radio, San Francisco State University. Doing a big Friday night. Always just enough for the city. 7 to 9. No, this is my second to last.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to fade those out. Next week. So, I don't know. It was fun listening to those clips. I liked how Colin got completely angry and started shouting about chipped nails.
You know, I was pretty passionate about that, and I still have the same opinion, but I'm going to keep my cool tonight.
Yeah, well, that's a first.
Touché.
We're getting into Monkey News in a second.
Monkey News never before 8 o'clock.
And then we got actually some new music coming from the Chico, California area, which is going to be fun to check out. So if you guys, we're going to get some live interviews on the phone. So
is there
stick
any
around.
Chance of Monkey music?
No, there's no Monkey music.
Quite popping.
Yes. Hey, going to play some more songs. Should we get into the Christmas spirit?
Booyah.
Let's
do it.
Let's do it. Gonna play some Happy Christmas
War is over.
Slam a damn a ding dong.
Yeah. Here we go. Check
so
it out.
This is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
Boom shalakalaka.
Colin Ligren steps up to the plate to discuss the almighty Christmas spirit. Now to start off our Christmas spirit convo, short for conversation, here's the infamous Ginger of Becca, Colin Ligren.
Yes, Colin, so I hear you're kind of bah humbug. We have a caller also remote calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Can you hear me? Lorenzo. Hello, hello. Turn off your radio and then you'll have a pleasant conversation.
About Christmas.
Lorenzo.
Yo, what's up, T?
Yeah, there we go. We have Lorenzo calling from Las Vegas, Nevada to chime in on Christmas, too.
I got a big shout-out to my boy Lorenzo. This is Matt. What's up?
Oh, what's up,
dude,
Matt?
Dude, so much love. So long.
Yeah, that is nice. So, hey, Colin, I want you to start off. How do you feel about Christmas?
Well, here's the deal. You know, I love the break that we get from school and work and everything, but I think Christmas needs to be celebrated from December 23rd to noon on the 25th. After that, it's just too much. I mean, we can't celebrate one day from Thanksgiving until New Year's. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I think Los Angeles was selling, at least in Starbucks, red Christmas cups since Halloween.
It just doesn't make sense.
No, it's crazy.
That's not Christmas.
Are you big in Christmas and the Christmas spirit, Lorenzo Guyden?
You know, I'm kind of big on the Christmas thing, kind of a little bit with my family. You know, my family's Seventh-day Adventist and everything, so holidays they don't support. But, you know, when I was a kid, we celebrated holidays. My thing is, like, why the government ask for all your money right now, and then all the money that we as Americans spend on Christmas, how come, you know what I'm saying, they give it back to us as taxes? Tax season had already started coming January, right?
Yeah, they get shipped out in January, but they're not due until April.
Okay.
But it's all good. I still feel you. I mean, it is. It's definitely taxing on a lot of people's wallets, and a lot of Americans go into an insane amount of debt.
Emotionally
taxing, too. Yeah.
Relative.
I feel you, Lorenzo. I definitely, like, I'm not really big into the whole Christmas thing, but I do love that Connect's family gets me a chance to go up and, you know, visit friends and family and chill out. And I love snow. Are you guys like snow?
That is the one redeeming quality of Christmas, is snowing.
Thank you.
And, dude, we just had another DJ that's walking in the studio. Mr. Coopzilla coming in. It's going to be great. You're getting on mic in a second. So, Matt, are you a big Christmas guy?
I got to say, I'm of the belief that actually everybody should dress up like Santa Claus all year long.
And booze in the streets. just booze it.
I'm
in
talking
a Santa
365
costume.
Days a year. I think that everybody in society over the age of 18 should be required to dress like Santa Claus.
Yeah, a costume that allows for little children to sit on your lap with all innocence involved.
Wow.
The kind of confusion that would cause is what I'm looking for.
Astounding.
Handsome Mike actually has a Christmas onesie.
Tell us about that. I actually bought it at Target. In the ladies department, I bought an XXL because I make quite the large lady, and I wear it often. So if you ever see me on the streets in my Christmas onesie, say hello.
Well, hey, Renzo, thank you so much for calling in. What's it like in Vegas right now? Is it cold?
Honestly, it is cold. It rained a little bit earlier today. You know, the sky was crying and stuff, but the weather's kind of warming back up. But we're getting rain for the rest of the week, actually, until after Christmas.
Yeah,
it'll start warming back up, definitely.
It is pouring in the city right now. It's like a monsoon, son. But hey, thanks, Renzo, for calling in. I'm going to contact you when we get back home for sure.
All right, T, man. I love you. Thank you for doing what you do, man. Mad respect. Mad props to you. Shout out to my man, Matt. You know what I'm saying?
So much
shout
love,
out to
man.
KSFS radio station. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. T, I love you, baby. Take care.
Yeah, peace out, man. Thank you. That was nice calling in, man.
Call.
I haven't talked
good
to him in like
represent
a year, dude.
Good man.
I mean, we just did so much music together in the past. Renzo is my dog. So we're going to play one more song for sure, and then we're getting back. Coming back with DJ MT Russell and a little Hard Monkey News.
Not until after 8 o'clock.
Maybe not. Yeah, we'll see. Here we go. This is a Kanye Christmas song. Are you ready for that? He just dropped this.
I hate Christmas music. I thought we talked about this.
Well, pick it up and play it.
Here it is.
But
nothing.
Christmas in Harlem, right after autumn falls, soaking it.
Baby, this is the owl and all a good night. Huh. Now we all living the good life. Yeah, though it's 40 below the wind chill. And we wiping snow up off the windshield. But still, wonderful night to be alive, baby. And I'm so happy I'm with my baby. And we a little late with the Christmas gifts. Rushing for the mall. Don't trip, you know I drive crazy. The streets lit up and feel like Christmas officially. Told her that you the star at the top of my Christmas tree. My only question is, when my presents, she said, she got a gift for me that ain't for the kids to see. Well, I like the way you think, mommy. Now pour some more eggnog in your drink, mommy. You been a bad girl. Get Santa 3 kisses. Gave her the hot chocolate. She said it's delicious.
Christmas in Harlem, yeah. Right after autumn falls, soaking it all in. Then we gon' hit the mall.
I'm like Bad Santa,
even though we ain't ballin'.
Glad to sit on my lap.
Feel like we bought it all. The mistletoe's right here. Come give a kiss to Santa
Santa Claus, no reindeers, just horses in the panorama park. We on 2/5 shopping with the damage cars. I got your fam while you bidding in the can of Nard.
I got your books.
Her man Neiman's, hope they still got them. She want them thigh high spikes with the red bottom. Let's make a toast, cause Christ is born. We gon' party all night till the lights come on.
Amen.
Christmas in Harlem, right up.
but I won't be home for the holidays. I'm over 800 miles away in the city that's so pretty. What the hustlers dash through the snow without a sleigh. Tell my family that I'm sorry that I gotta stay. I'm with Ye at the Macy Day Parade, letting the snow fall on my aviator shade. Even though I'm in New York, I'm still repping for the A.
Christmas in
On the stoop of that brownstone, shoveling the brownstone. Santa's on a diet, gotta get the pounds gone. Downtown got me feeling like it's Dow Jones, but uptown got me feeling like it's down home. Snow like Sugar Hill, chains on wheels. We turn our two doors into snowmobiles. We got our own style, no Soho feel. Put on your play clothes, how that logo feel? Oh, calls for them photo steals. You don't wanna miss a moment, where's your no-dose pill? I caught her looking at my rollie as my mojo spills. Snowflakey on the bezel, hope you know those real. Okay, my white girl Veronica, black girl Monica. Got me celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanukkah. Rockin' dashikis with a yarmulke. Where the Christmas tree at? Let's design it up.
Christmas in Harlem, right up the autumn floor.
After Saint Nick, never seen Saint Nick. Just niggas selling the same Nicks, the same bricks. Same hustlers running up the Broadway. That's where the snow's at. Taste it, foreplay. No turkey or greens, just Jimbo's. Christmas lights and project windows. Shout to the coldest on my barometer. Bergman, Shapiro, Kalina, Hanukkah.
The house lit up nice. With your family, it's where you wanna be. Here on Christmas night, when you wake up and you see the gifts, don't that make you feel good? So since we all snow in Harlem, let's have Christmas in the hood. All of the flashing lights, yeah, don't they shine so bright? All this for you.
Yeah, that was a little Kanye Christmas. I don't even know how I feel about that. We're going to take it back old school, a little Stevie Wonder. This one is Uptight. Check it out.
Baby,
Wow, we just had something crazy going. I had a mashup of like 20 YouTube videos and one song. You guys were probably like, what is going on? That was of course me. So don't fret though. We're going to keep playing music and we will deal with that. Yes, yeah, so hello, you are on the mic. Stop dabbing.
I was not on
What's
the mic.
What's going on
hello.
Here?
I don't know, dude. We lost it. We're trying to get ready for this big trivia game. I hope you guys stick around. We're going to get it going.
There's been a lack of
it's
focus.
It's going to be
Stop
great.
Stop teasing the
There's
listener.
Been a lack of focus.
I know.
So. I got to say, I mean, I really feel like we are not playing up to par tonight so far. There's
which
been a lack
which
of focus,
has been the theme
which
of the show
we
from
haven't
the
had Monkey News
but
yet.
I really think we can rise to the top. What time is it?
You know, it is
7:54. 1947.
Not time for the Monkey News yet.
No. We're going to give
it
some
music. We can give you a teaser, though. Teaser, it will involve...
No teaser.
It will involve foreign lands, and it will involve...
So here we go. We got a little Outkast Atlians. Check it out.
Old National got the skanks. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Check it. Well, it's the M-I cricket letter. Ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater. Cause I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh, hell, there he go again. Talking that shit. Bend corners like I was a curve. I struck a nerve. And now you're about to see the Southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things. But I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sax, B-I-G-B-O-I is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. My oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better, let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait because the future of the world depends on. If or if not, the child we raise gon' have that nigga syndrome. I will it know to beat the odds regardless of its skin tone. I will it feel that if in tune it, it just might get picked on. I will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone. The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the piece of my pie. Now break a breaker, tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say, hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Every day I sit while my nigga be in school thinking about the second album at the dungeon shooting pool like ES to the PN, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married. Carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month. I just made it like you made the B team. And like your daddy's wife, you making a cough. You heard the H-E-L-E, and so back the hell up off.
Softly, as if I play piano in the dark. Found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job or speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
I love it though. I love it though. You know?
Get charge.
Yes, here we are. Just enough for the city.
Super cereal.
How's everyone doing out there? I want you guys to call in.
Sexual chocolate.
We're not on.
No, you are not on. Yes,
kinda
you
not.
Are.
There we go.
There we are.
I'm here.
We are.
We're blowing it tonight.
No, we're partying.
No, we are partying.
You're blowing
it's
it.
It's a celebration. Isn't that how we started off with that Kanye song?
Celebrate good times.
Sparkly juice.
Hey, we are going to have a live acoustic performance of some R. Kelly tracks, hopefully, tonight.
Live acoustic R. Kelly. Something R. Kelly will be in the studio.
It is something to look forward to.
Steven Spielberg will be here.
R. Kelly and T-Pain.
And T-Pain.
Hello.
And
Spielberg.
Bieberberg.
Yes, Bieberberg.
Bieberberg.
T-Pain, if you're listening.
So, you know, we are going to play one more song. Sorry, guys. We are almost ready.
You going to throw on that new Timberlake track?
Oh, of course. No, we are not. Aww. This is off the new Zion Eye. Check it.
Timberlake.
Babylon, burn fire, where none can deny ya, the seed of your soul, the sweet scent of serenity taking hold. I walk with a million souls, so alone, wandering lost, desperate need of a zone, and bleeding to free all the stress from they know, and needing the freedom to be where they roam. I heard the moan so lonesome inside chromosomes, falling up and down like they named Dow Jones. Trying to get connection, tuning in the dial tone. Styles vary and carry necessary vibes home.
So many styles, so many, many styles. Rocking to you in follow. So many styles, so many, many styles. Call you know we're not style out. So many styles, so many, many styles. Rocking to you in follow. So many styles, so many, many styles. Call you know we're not style out.
Welcome back to Just Enough for the City with your host, Versace T, stepping out for a brief second. But I am Handsome Mike, and I am in the driver's seat. And I'm here with Matthew Russell.
Ho!
And Becca's own and favorite, Colin Ligren.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey.
All right, guys. So, you know, we're here. It's the final episode of Just Enough for the City. We have a trivia game coming up.
But there's nothing like it.
First and foremost, Matt, I've always been on your side with this. And the most important part of this show is Monkey News.
The most important part of history in the Bay Area in the 2000 era is Monkey News.
In agreeance, me. I am in agreeance. Colin, have you ever experienced Monkey News? Have you been here for this?
I have experienced Monkey News, yet to enjoy it, though.
That's a real disappointment,
you know,
sir.
Honesty...
I mean, I'm disappointed in you.
It's appreciated, Matt. That's criticism, but it's not constructive criticism. What don't you like about it?
I think you need to up your game. Fact-checking is the name of the game.
These facts have been checked, sir. I would never quote a monkey source without multiple angles.
Well, with that being said... We bring you Monkey News. All right, so Jason, could you step up and just do some monkey sounds for us? The audio files are not working right now. We need some monkey. Perfect. All right, Monkey News.
Okay, your turn. You do Monkey News first.
Step up to the plate, Colin Lygren.
A monkey hangs to life in a university hospital after... I can't do monkey news. It's all you, bro.
See, it's not as easy as it sounds. Because real monkey news is got in the field. When you're with the monkeys, that's when you get the news. You can't just make up this stuff. You got to find the monkeys and ask them the real important questions. And the monkeys that I asked told me that the Taliban has been training monkeys. And this is... This is no monkey laughing matter. They have actually been termed by the CIA enemy combatants. There are covert monkey operatives being trained by the Taliban in use of AK-47 assault rifles. I'm pretty sure that that this is a real problem for the Pakistanis. All these desert monkeys.
Yeah, no, not even just a problem for the Pakistanis. But it actually poses a real threat
to
America.
These monkeys have not yet developed nuclear technology, which is the real important thing. The second most important monkey news element of the week would be that, and this is heartwarming, people, LaToya Jackson has finally decided to visit Bubbles. Michael's been gone, Bubbles has been alone.
Bubbles the monkey.
Bubbles got donated to a Bubbles treatment center where all they do is treat Bubbles. but he hasn't seen any of the Jacksons for quite some time.
Wow, yeah.
Daddy Jackson, not a chance. Mama Jackson, not allowed
not
to
either,
go.
Yeah.
Not allowed, a bard. But LaToya, loving Bubbles.
Wow. You know, I actually own the video game Moonwalker for Sega Genesis, and Bubbles is a huge part of the game. I've grown up with Bubbles. I've become very close with him. Macaulay Culkin as well.
I'd take a bath
close
with Bubbles.
Yeah. Yes, there you go. Colin, how do you feel about Bubbles? Is this news for you?
I still feel a little sorry for Bubbles after what Michael did to him when he thought he was a kid.
All right. So
you mean with the Jesus juice?
Happy juice, Jesus juice. What?